And it, whatever your income, you try to be around people in your income, as opposed to black or white. The majority, I think. Not, it may be some isolated cases where people.
But I mean, okay, well, down here in historic Roswell, it's segregated. If you move out, you're saying rich or middle class black people don't live with middle class black people, and then middle class white people don't live with middle class white people.
As far as I know, I really.
You're saying they mix then?
I think so, because I know some middle class, some people live here, and all their neighbors are white, and they're black.
But that's pretty much white then. You just right. got one, and then.
But that's why I say it's. That's why I say it's a class thing. If you can afford that neighborhood, you move into that neighborhood. Not necessarily a race thing. It just, you can afford it.
I don't know.
But are there also
pretty much all black middle class neighborhoods? All black. What are they? Tell me what the scheme is then.
Like he said, I think it's mixed, because right right through the red light, there's a subdivision, Liberty Square, and as many blacks, whites, it's mixed. You know, it's not all black, it's not all white, and I think it's according to your income. And the only reason I don't think any blacks live like on my street, on Webb Street, stuff like that, there's no really any land in those areas for people to buy. And I think perhaps in like on there are white families on the street, on, you know, opposite streets, so that's kind of in the same area. So I really think it's according to your income, what you can afford.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, like what you said, when you first moved to where you were,
right,
it was one thing, and now it's
that was 30 years ago.
That didn't take long.
And I'm not saying the people in my neighborhood that were there were prejudiced, and I don't think
that's necessarily, so typical, though.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think they moved out because blacks were moving in, but I think that was just something that was going on then.
That sounds really typical, though.
Maybe.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying my thing, because the neighbor across the street from me, he's been there. He's going to be there until he dies, and he's white.
He may not have any other options. Well, he might be the one.
I think he has options, because I've talked to him a few times, and he's kind of straight, because his wife is from Germany. He's a Army guy, and he's retired from the Army, died from his job, and he was getting he was telling me all the checks he was getting. He got four different incomes, and it was just, he was just where he was. He's one of the people, I'm where I am, I like it, and I'm gonna stay here. But everybody else,
more power to you.
Yeah, and it is, it's kind of funny, because now he's in a wheelchair, and I know when he first got in a wheelchair, his wife would push him up the street, and the guy next door is also black. She would push him up the street, but she couldn't get him back up the hill, so she would get him to push him up the hill, and they're real close. Per se. I'm just watching, watching how they get along. They're real close. You don't mind doing that for him, and he'll ask vice versa.
Well, if he plans on staying there till he dies, then he may not care. I'm just.
But that,
all right.
He may think different, but it just. Because I remember when I first moved there, I had a party. And I usually don't have parties. And his wife or somebody over there called the police because they were kind of loud. And when I thought about it, they had a right to call the police because they live in the neighborhood too. And they weren't used to that. And I really wasn't used to it. So I made sure, you know, I didn't have a lot of parties.